I'm sat with Giles in a car in Rugby. It takes a lot to get me back to Rugby because it's kind of out of the way to all the normal places that I hang about. And hang about? Sounds like I don't do anything other than hang about. But today, you said, do I fancy coming out for some Thai food? It will be free.
I knew food would do it.
You knew food would do it. No, I don't want you to think that. I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't been to this place for ages. But I don't think it's a well-kept secret. Thai food is my favourite food.
Yep, and I think it's the best place to eat Thai food that I know of.
Kind of a weird thing. When I used to live in Rugby, I used to come to this place, Herb and Spice, and I'd come here for lunch. And there'd be a couple of people having a business meeting or something like that. And from the first time I went in there, every single time, doesn't matter how busy this place is, I've always been recognised, always been given that extra bit of special attention. And you know when somebody says, how are you doing? What are you doing? He actually means it, doesn't he?
He does. And I never know what to eat when I go in, and he always sort of makes a recommendation or says, you know, what do you feel like? Do you like spicy or not?
And it's kind of quite interesting to see how many businesses in Rugby Town have started up and fallen by the wayside. And yet he's just told me, it's been a while since we've seen each other. 7 years. And I'm like, no way. And initially I was actually surprised that there was a business that's been that successful for that long. But then I remembered, to be a successful small business, especially in the food industry, I think you've got to go that extra mile and give that attention. And he doesn't even have a website.
He didn't even realise he was number one on TripAdvisor until someone else told him he was.
Yeah, he had to look at what TripAdvisor was. So, yeah, I guess you can have a good reputation without having that online space. Although it took about, 5 minutes for Ush to actually buy him a domain and say, we're going to set you up a website.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that when it's up.
Definitely. Herb and Spice and is gone like 50 times over, but his name utai.co.uk was available, so we've bought that, and we're going to link it to him, because credit where credit's due, I think. And I think that for the years I came here before the huge gap of me not being here and never ever having a bad meal, I think that is a really good night out. And how long has it been since I've actually seen you?
Oh, about a year now.
Oh, it's not that bad then.
No, not too bad.
But we talk on the phone.
Yeah. I just wish I could eat more tonight. I mean,
eat more? We had starter, main, triple, other main.
There were more things on the menu that we didn't try then.
Definitely. Thank you very much for inviting me out. It's nice to come to Rugby to see friends. And there wasn't even beer. We could have had it, but we're driving.
That's true.
Yeah, lots of coffee. That's a problem for me at this time of night. But I'd never turn down good hospitality.
Well, very good to see you.
And you too. Cheers, Giles. And we've shared this publicly because we might not see each other for another year. And you can play this back and we can listen to our voices.
Good stuff.
You're going to convince me to get an amateur radio licence next, I think, the more I listen to that. If there's anybody out there who is doing that right now, amateur radio stuff, I'm thinking about going mobile. I would love some information. Giles is doing the do. Do you want to give out your call sign?
M3ODD.
M3ODD. And I'm desperately tempted. Not sure exactly where to do it to get the best call sign. I'm thinking maybe Cambridge. It's so good to catch up and have geeky conversations. And if it's over food, all the better. Cheers, Giles.
Sorry, I was going to say your call sign will stay the same no matter where you take your license. So it'll be an M6 probably at the moment.
See, so much to learn. Really, I thought it was regional.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. M6, that's not too bad. Sounds a bit like a motorway. Sounds a lot like a motorway. I've got a long drive home. Stop waffling. I'm talking like I have had beer, honestly. Just lots of green tea, which maybe has the same effect.